Reading 2. Rating companies. Publications such as Business Week and Fortune are two of the several publishers that produce ratings of different American and international companies. These ratings not only concentrate on public or private companies, but many other kinds as well. Companies are assigned two main types of ratings. One of these can be summarized as the company's actual performance. The other type of rating pertains to the results of publisher surveys. There are several reasons why publishing companies rate companies. One is for the companies that are ranked to know where they stand in their industry. Investors and lenders of the rated company also use the ratings to decide the risk associated with doing business with the company. Consumers also use ratings to learn about the company's reputation and to rate companies when making investment decisions. Companies' actual financial performance is one of the most important indications in ranking companies. There are two types of measurements for companies' performance. All companies involved in the ratings must publish financial data and must report part or all of these figures to a government agency. Ratings are based on yearly reported financial statements. A second type of performance measurement used in ratings is companies' market performance. This includes their market value, market share, and number of employees. Some rankings use only financial performance or market performance as the basis for their rating of companies, such as the Wall Street Journal. However, some ratings will use both measurements, such as the Fortune 500 and Business Week's ratings. The other major category of ratings rely on the results of surveys sent to executives, company employees, and analysts by the publishers. The publishers' surveys present detailed statistical and analytical data on the companies that they rank. For example, in order to rank America's most admired companies, Fortune magazine started with the 10 largest companies by revenue in 66 industries. They surveyed 10,000 executives, directors, and securities analysts related to those companies, who then rated the various companies in their own industries based on certain criteria. For the most admired companies, the survey respondents were asked to select the 10 companies in any industry that they admired most. Another popular example is Fortune's Best Companies to Work For rating. To determine which companies make it on the list and where they should rank, the publisher sends surveys to employees of all the Fortune 1000 companies, plus the 200 largest privately held U.S. companies. Among all the ratings, the most trusted and well-known rankings are done by Fortune and Business Week magazines. Fortune magazine publishes many company rankings every year, including the Fortune 500, Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For, Global Most Admired Companies, and Fortune Global 500. In Fortune magazine's Global 500, a few of the companies that regularly show up on the list include General Electric, ExxonMobil, IBM, and Bank of America. This list's ranking is based primarily on financial performance. By comparison, the Fortune Global Most Admired rankings are based on executive surveys. Companies regularly appearing on this list year after year include General Electric, Walmart, and Microsoft. Finally, turning to Business Week magazine's Global 1000 ratings, one will find such companies as General Electric, ExxonMobil, and Walmart crop up in the top five companies year after year. Supplemental reading. Where are the Asian companies? Since 1999, the U.S. magazine Forbes has published a special list of the best companies around the world. Forbes calls their list the A-list of the best big companies. One of the first requirements a company must meet to get on the list is big sales. A company must have over $5 billion in sales per year. Next, Forbes looks at the company's history over the past 5 years. Only companies with stable growth of sales and solid stock prices remain on the list. In looking at the list of companies selected by Forbes, it appears businesses worldwide are not really equally represented. For example, a person might assume that the number of companies from a country should be related in some way to that country's economic power. But companies from the United States and Europe seem overly represented on the Forbes A list. Between the two of them, these regions represent 85% of the companies on the list. Why are Asian companies underrepresented on this list? Actually, there are several reasons business analysts have suggested to account for this underrepresentation. Most of these reasons are related to the bad business practices of many Asian companies. For example, companies that continually hire relatives or friends as managers, or that use political ties to avoid economic problems, typically do not have stable growth and in the long run usually fail completely. Both the legal and political systems in some countries allow businesses to operate in ways considered unethical by business standards in Europe and North America. Such practices make these companies poor choices for investors and thus remove these companies from Forbes A-list.